We're back.
Welcome back to a new episode of Monday with Moms. I'm Tris.
I'm Tiff.
And we are your hosts. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for walking over here.
You're welcome.
You went on two walks today.
I did. I've already walked about 5 miles today.
Wow. That's like just today.
Not like normal everyday walking, but just like proactively exercise.
I'm really impressed and really jealous that you're being able to do that. Has that been a main piece of your self-care lately?
Yeah, it actually has. Although I don't know if it 100% is self-care, because like I'm starting to get like shin splints or like, you know, my feet hurt because I've been trying to walk at least 2.5 miles every day.
Well, you know, you can also add stretching to it as self-care as well to help with that.
I actually did do some yoga at 1:30 in the morning because I couldn't sleep. It did not help me sleep, but I did do it. So
I attempted to do a walk on Sunday, but my partner didn't come through.
Did he crash on his bike?
No, it was you.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Jack.
No, we planned it the night before. I'm like, Tiffany.
In my defense, I did say, call me in case I don't sleep. And I didn't sleep and you didn't call me.
But you sent me a message at 6 a.m. I figure you were up.
I was up at 6 a.m. And then I finally fell back to sleep because I had been up since 1:30 and I couldn't sleep, which is why I was doing yoga.
Anyways,
in the middle
it's
of
not
the
an
night.
Excuse. I could be walking by myself or exercising by myself, but I have not done either.
That's true. I do walk by myself.
But I'm hoping I need to get back on it. I think just before we press record, we did talk about like what we've been doing for self-care because we try to pre-prep what we're going to talk about. You've been walking pretty consistently, which is great. And I have not done anything. So that's my accountability piece of making sure I get back on it. I haven't eaten apples. I haven't been working out. I mean, all I've been doing is trying to sleep earlier. But I mean,
I mean, that's something if you're trying to increase your sleep or sleep more or, you know, on a more regular sleep schedule.
I am kind of excited for fall. I opened up a fall candle and hand soap.
Okay.
And then I think this year I can get nice like fall facial scrubs again. I did winter ones last year. Remember we went to Target?
I do remember that.
Yeah. But I need to get back on it. There's no more excuses. I keep making excuses.
Did you even get through the winter scrub?
No, I threw it away because it was probably like February and I was like, it's still in my shower. So
yeah,
I threw it away.
You could have still used it. It would have still been okay.
Okay.
Soap usually stays good for a decent amount of time.
There's no expiration
date on
it.
Even if it smells like peppermint.
Is there an expiration date on soap?
I mean, there is, but I think it takes a lot longer than just like, you know, like, oh, it smells like peppermint and it's no longer Christmas time. I think you'd probably be okay. And those are expensive. So
it was one of those like end cap deals. So it wasn't that expensive. I'm not trying to like say it's, you know,
I mean, I was there.
That's true.
And I feel like I would not have thrown it away. I would have just continued to use it through, you know, like June. And if I smelled like peppermint in June, then
I mean,
like,
you know, I mean, you haven't been up to my room, but I still have our tiny Christmas tree up in our room. It hasn't, I mean, you see it sometimes in the background of pictures, but I have not taken that down at all since pretty much we've moved in, so for 2 years.
Well, but you know, at that point it's not a Christmas tree, it's just a tree that's in your room.
And correct, because I can't keep anything alive, so it's a fake Christmas tree, and it's just another form of light in the room. So when we need just like a little bit of light, we just turn the Christmas tree on.
Well, multi-purpose. Like I said, at this point it's not a Christmas tree, it's
greenery.
Just a tree.
Yeah. Good call. Anyways, let's jump into this week's episode. While we took, you know, that 2.5 month break, we talked a lot about we kept touching base on different topics that we wanted to talk about, but we put off recording for a really long time.
Right.
And something came up, multiple things came up around this topic, that we should talk about this week.
Okay.
You go ahead, because it was mostly your topic that
I mean, I don't know what we would call it. But
just being a woman and more
it's
aware.
Hard. Yeah. And it's so hard. And I don't know why it's so hard for people that are not women to understand it. I mean,
we're programmed this way.
It's true. So I'm going to start to ramble. So you're going to have to cut me off or divert me at some point. So I went on a date to a rock concert a few weeks back. And there was like this group of younger people in front of us. Right. And, you know, as the night progressed, you could kind of see like the people that were couples and then the people that were like the singles. Right. So after a while, you could tell this one little blonde girl was single. And then there was like this guy that was getting to be very drunk and mm-hmm. he was starting to get handsy. And for a little while, her one friend was, you know, like very protective of her. And I remember like pointing it out to my date, like, oh, I don't like this. This is making me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And he was like, what do you mean? And so I'm trying to like point it out to him. And I'm like, somebody I feel like is going to end up hitting this guy by the end of the night. And mm-hmm. he's like, you think so? And I was like, yeah. And it's probably going to be this friend of hers because she's clearly like the aware. Tough one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's aware of the situation. But anyway, as the night goes on, the tough friend also ends up getting, you know, fairly drunk. And then her boyfriend ends up showing up late and then she kind of disappears. Mm-hmm. So I'm just kind of watching this girl.
Who at this point, no one's really paying attention to in correct. That group.
And she's kind of like a seat in front of me and two over. Mm-hmm. So like in front of my date and then maybe one mm-hmm. over. So not far. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, wouldn't take very long to get to her. But anyway, so yeah, I'm very aware of her and I keep watching her. And as time goes on and I keep, you know, like mentioning to my date, like this is making me uncomfortable. I can see that he's watching me watching this girl. Like
the creepy guy is seeing
you? No, my date. Oh, so gotcha. The creepy guy is oblivious mm-hmm. to life at this point, mm-hmm. but I can tell that my date is watching me watch this couple. Mm-hmm. And I see them, you know, sit down and stuff, and because it's like an intermission type of mm-hmm. moment. And so like we sit down, you know, and we're kind of chatting, but I'm still watching this couple. And he keeps putting his hand on her thigh. Mm-hmm. And she's trying to like push it away and he's putting his arm around her and she's pushing it away. Mm-hmm. And then the band starts and we all stand up again. And so, you know, I kind of like take a deep breath, like, okay, because it's really starting to stress me out mm-hmm. at this point. And then I look over and the band's going and this whole song and dance of her pushing him away is still going. And I've, you know, told my date about it. And I'm at this point, I'm just starting to get mad. Mm-hmm. So at this point, I'm getting to the point where I'm visibly angry. And so he asks me, he's like, are you okay? And I was like, no, I am not okay. Like, I'm getting to the point where I'm just going to like grab this girl and be like, you need to just come stand next to me. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, what about like that dude? Like, you don't want to get in the middle of her relationship. And I was like, that they're not in a relationship. Mm-hmm. You can tell by the body language and everything mm-hmm. that's happening. She's single. He knows she's single. So she can't just say like, oh, I have a boyfriend. Yeah. You know, whatever it is, those things we're taught yeah. to say to make him go away. Like, clearly he knows that she's single. Mm-hmm. He's not listening to anything she's saying. And I'm starting to get like
yeah.
real noticeably annoyed yeah. about this. So a few more minutes go by after I kind of point this out to him and I just get irritated. And so I do, I lean forward. I reach out my hand. I'm going to grab this girl. I'm going to pull her to the side. Mm-hmm. And my date kind of grabs me and he's just like, no, we can't get in the middle of their stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can't be doing that kind of thing. And I just remember kind of standing there like, I don't know what to do. Because mm-hmm. like now if I do something, then I'm just going to be like the crazy girl on this date that's just like punching a grown man. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, maybe I am overdoing it. Maybe I'm thinking too much into it. So I'm mm-hmm. having this whole like inner monologue with myself. Mm-hmm. And then the concert ends and we all kind of disperse. And then I'm like, okay. And then her friends, you know, they grab her and they take her mm-hmm. and I kind of like calm down from my panic attack. And I feel like I missed a decent amount of the show, mm-hmm. by the way, because I'm just having this whole
yeah.
weird interaction. But it just made me realize like, it is so weird to me that one, more women aren't paying attention to what their friends are doing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, more of us aren't paying attention to what's happening to each other. And two, I don't know how men don't see these kind of things. Mm-hmm. Like, I know they always think when we go to the bathroom by ourselves, it's just like, oh, we just like have to like giggle and, you know, like talk about what's happening. And mm-hmm. it's just like stupid. No, we go to the bathroom in twos because it's safer, because mm-hmm. you never know if your friend makes it from point A in a club to the bathroom and back, that they're really going to make it there and back safely. Mm-hmm. You know, we do those kind of things because of safety, not because we're just like stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, we're actually quite intelligent mm-hmm. and we think about all of these things beforehand and we shouldn't have to do those things.
I agree. That was a really good topic, especially when you shared it to me. I mean, you see like those shows or clips of like, what would you do about these scenarios? And right. there's a handful of times where people just don't get involved for, you know, reasons of just, it's easier to not get involved or it's, you know, right. less dramatic or anything like that. But I think,
and because you don't know the backstory, yeah. you know, and some people don't want to get involved and then realize like, oh, I was wrong, which I totally get, because I would hate to have been, you know, have done something and then been wrong and been like, oh, sorry, that was my bad. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's better than the alternative, mm-hmm. because I'd rather try to help and be like, oh, sorry, I misinterpreted mm-hmm. the situation, than do nothing and feel like I could have helped in some way.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think if you and I were there together, we probably would have addressed it.
I'm going to say if it wasn't a first date, I probably just would have done it anyway and mm-hmm. just been like, I don't care. And in some sense, I probably should have anyway, just been like, well, you know, it is what it is. This is my personality. Like, I can't just mm-hmm. sit by. And I probably would have gone that route had it not been that literally 30 seconds after I'm having this whole like, oh, what do I do? What do I do? Like, then the show ended. If it wouldn't have been that way, then I probably would have been like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to Uber home. I'm just going to yeah. ruin this date right here. I want to pick
you up. You know that. But no, you're right. I think it's weird how we just become more self-aware mm-hmm. of our surroundings. Same thing we talked about is like when we go out, mm-hmm. Whether it's with our kids or ourselves, we have to be more self-aware of like our surroundings and what's happening around us correct. And who's around us. You can go into how you go into mom mode when you have the kids. Like when I'm putting Jack in the car seat, I always make mm-hmm. sure like, am I in an open space? Is anyone near me? Because you have your back facing, you know. Right.
So then when you park, I feel like if you're in the dark too, you pay attention to like lighting, mm-hmm. how close, you know, other people are, yeah. you know, the proximity to yeah. other things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're very aware. As women, we're very aware of things. Yeah. And I don't feel like that's the case for everyone. Mm-hmm. But yeah, as women, we're very aware. And I remember seeing this TikTok, which I know I watched too many of, but I remember seeing this one where it was this person and she's interviewing this man and this woman in separate scenarios mm-hmm. or in separate rooms, but she's asking them the same questions. And it was just insane to see the different reactions, because she's asking this man like, when you park your car, do you pay attention to proximity or location, to streetlights or people or whatever? And he said, no, like, what a dumb question, mm-hmm. kind of a response. And, you know, they asked the woman and she's like, yes. And then they asked the woman, when you walk to your car, do you keep your keys between your fingers? Do you stay off your cell phone? Mm-hmm. Do you make sure that you're very, you know, all of, you know, those kind of things, just getting from point A to the car mm-hmm. or car to wherever. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, yeah, of course, every single time. They ask the man and he's again just baffled, like, no, why would I do that kind mm-hmm. of a thing, you know? Then they go back to this woman and they're like, okay, so if you were trying to get to your destination and you could take route A that would put you walking past an alley in the dark that could potentially be a dangerous situation but would be a much faster route, or you could take the second route, which would be a much longer route, but you know, it seems like it would be the safer option, which mm-hmm. route would you choose? And she was like, oh, definitely I would take the safer option even if it took me twice mm-hmm. as long. They asked the man the same question. The man's like, obviously I would take the shorter route. Mm-hmm. What a silly thing to say. You know, and so just like this whole kind of scenario of questions, you know, along these same lines. And it was just kind of mind-boggling to not only watch the answers, which I mean, some of the answers we of course assume, like mm-hmm. of course they don't think about these, but just like the facial expressions where he just seems like, I don't even know why you mm-hmm. would ask me this kind of question. And for women, we're just like, you know, taught those things. So we're just like, oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It is crazy how, and I wouldn't want, I mean, I'm kind of using the term lately, but how much easier men have it to live their mm-hmm. life. Whereas women have to be way, hopefully way more careful just to protect themselves and whatnot. Same situation where there's harassment. Like mm-hmm. you just experienced, you know, witnessed a term of harassment at this right. concert. But like explaining to our guy friends that when we, even if it's, if like when people do, when men do touch us, whether it's funny or anything, mm-hmm. but it's just, some people just don't take it as, you know, I just feel like it can be inappropriate. And
so I feel like there's a line.
Yeah.
Right. So this is the part that I feel like I know a lot of men have this confusion too, especially men that are kind, because they don't really understand this. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's this line, right? So man and woman meet, conversation is going well, both parties are fine. Conversation continues to go well, both parties are fine. Man starts to say slash do something that makes woman slightly uncomfortable. So she's a little unsure about things at this point. That kind of behavior continues. She starts to pull back. That's when that's at the point where the man maybe touches her. And then she's like, at first, maybe like, I don't know, but she allows it. And then at some point, something happens where she no longer feels safe and says no. And then he continues and she continues to say no. And then no more. And then at that point, there has been this line that has been drawn where everything was okay up until point of whatever. Then line was drawn. Mm-hmm. The problem is some men understand, line was drawn. That means we're done. Hands up. Time out. You know, this is like we're no longer progressing at this point. The problem is the offside of that is other men don't understand. Well, but why? Because you let me, you were fine a minute ago. Mm-hmm. So why is the line? And they keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And then that's when it becomes a huge problem. And then the woman feels like, this is when, like, I feel like I've been, like, something has happened to me. No matter how far the line goes, it could just stop right there at being touched inappropriately where you didn't feel okay. It doesn't matter how far it goes. Mm-hmm. The problem is once that line is hit, it doesn't matter what happened before that. You've hit the line. That means stop. Mm-hmm. You know, timeout has been called. We all raise up our hands. That's it. And that's the part that a lot of people don't understand, because I feel like all of my guy friends that are good guys are like, well, of course. Yeah. Once they say timeout, that's it. We stop moving. Mm-hmm. So they don't understand. They don't understand that. They're just like, well, yeah. I mean, at that point you stop. Well, they don't understand that other people don't stop. Mm-hmm. Or they don't understand the, oh, but he said everything was fine. So I don't know, like, I don't understand why, like, now, like, everything's not okay. You're right, because you don't understand, because there is a huge difference. There's a huge gap between things were fine and then things weren't.
Yeah. I think reading the, what is it called, the situation is so different between men and women.
Yes.
It's interesting because in the last 5 weeks, kind of off topic but on topic, the last 5 weeks I went from working in an environment 99% male who can't read emotions very well. I can be slightly stressed to extremely stressed, and to them it's just any other day for me. Right. I go into a new environment that I was put in for a couple of weeks. Now it's 50%, 50% male, 50% female. I come out like 3 days in of my office after like a phone call, and I kind of say a sentence, and immediately they're like, what's wrong? You seem different. Mm-hmm. And it's insane to me how it's just different to be around someone who just completely, and I don't think, I'm not trying to put blame on the male gender, but it's really weird to be surrounded by people who completely are oblivious to your emotions, feelings, and the way your demeanor to people who are completely aware and accommodating or empathetic or just, you know, more just aware. It's just crazy to be around. So I mean, that's kind of why we had this podcast, right? To support women and talk about women. And
right,
I thoroughly enjoyed my time of just being around people who relate.
Yeah, because there is something nice about feeling like you're not the only one. You know, there is something nice about feeling like, oh, okay, so like you get it, you understand. Because sometimes it's really hard to feel like nobody else gets what you're going through. And so yeah, I totally understand that.
But I don't know if that was off topic, but that's also something that has happened recently when you talk about the difference between men and women. But
well, I think the perception of things is different too, because I feel like sometimes as women, when we get stressed out and frustrated, it's a lot of the time perceived as men or from men as us just being like mad or angry, and they just perceive it as like, oh, she's in a bad mood, like watch out, you know, she's mad. But I feel like sometimes when you're around other women that are a little bit more perceptive, we can see that, like, oh, you're really stressed out. Like, what's going on? What mm-hmm. happened? You know, and so we're able to just perceive it very differently mm-hmm. where they just kind of perceive a lot of things as like mad.
And the reaction of it is so different mm-hmm. Where, again, more male dominant, they're just like, oh, she's grumpy. I'm going to leave her alone. Right. And you know, to an extent, that's OK. But when you're around more females, they're just like, what can I do to help? What are you stressed out about? Is it something that I can kind of take off your plate? Is there anything that you want me to
talk about it?
It's so different. And it was kind of a breath of fresh air to be surrounded by just that, mm-hmm. that people, you know, the people that are aware and address it and want to help. And I'm not trying to say that being around the male dominant part is fine, because it is kind of nice that they're just completely oblivious, because sometimes I don't want to talk about it.
Right.
But it is very interesting to have been called out multiple times this last couple of weeks of just how stressed I've been, where I know I've been as equally as stressed in my old environment, and no one has a clue. They're just like, oh, you seem fine today. You know, it's like any other day, and I'm like stressing out. But in, you know, this new place, it's just insane. Why I just say a couple of sentences, and they're like, "What's wrong? Are you okay? Are you mad?
Right?
Are you stressed out? What's wrong?" And I'm like, "This is crazy."
Well, and I mean, you know, to take back, so it doesn't sound like we're just man bashing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like a lot of the times with men, if you tell them, like, because yeah, they don't necessarily see it the same way.
True.
But if you tell them, like, oh, I'm so frustrated, then a lot of the times they'll be like, oh, well, what can I do? But you have to voice it.
True.
It's not usually just as easily as picked up on, especially like for my personality. And I don't know if you're like this, and I'm hoping there are more people like this, but when I get really into any emotion, it comes out in tears. So if I'm really mad, I'm crying. If I'm really sad, I'm crying. If I'm really happy, I'm crying. It doesn't matter what it is, but maximum of any emotion is tears, which for women, we understand, right? Because we're like, oh yeah, the movie was so sad, but it was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And it was so, and, you know, and then we're all, and we all get that. Mm-hmm. And then men are like, I don't understand why you're crying. Like that was the good part, right? Like that was what was supposed to, they don't understand it. So then I can be just like, you know, not sad at all, and I'm crying, and then they're like, I don't understand why you're sad. I'm like, I'm not sad. And then that makes me very annoyed.
That's fair. To be honest, just about an hour and a half ago, you were crying for being happy and sad as well. Yeah, so I experienced that with you.
Yeah, I just said all emotion, mm-hmm. all emotion becomes tears in my world.
It went from
very confusing for everyone.
It went from I'm really happy my kids went out and are good people to I'm sad because I didn't get to take care of myself. And then we changed the subject completely about like some like store, you know, work related thing. And then you cried about that as well, about protecting other people.
I told you all of it, all emotion. It just makes me sad. Like it just comes out in tears. All emotion is tears. Doesn't matter what it is.
Anyways, going back to that though, I also feel like, I don't know if we've talked about this, about your scenario at the concert, is mm-hmm. men also feel like women deserve certain way, the way that they react to us. Like if they're touching us because that maybe that woman was dressed really sexy. Right. We're not doing it for you half the time. We're doing it because we feel good about it. Maybe we want to look good. I mean, maybe we are trying to attract the opposite gender, but that doesn't mean touch me.
See, and I
feel
like
me up.
Most of the time when we're dressing cute, I don't think we dress cute for men. I feel like most of the time that I dress cute, it's because my friends are dressing cute. Mm. And then I want to be cute because they're cute. Mm-hmm. You know, because sometimes when everybody else is cute and then I show up and I didn't get cute, then I'm just like, oh, now I'm like, you know.
But I do hate when people are like, well, she was asking for it.
Oh, that's the absolute worst.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we ever really ask for
no
it, ever.
Why would I be asked to be like harassed and touched inappropriately by some stranger?
Well, and I did tell my date, which I was really surprised, seemed like shocking information, but I was just like, because he was like, well, you know, maybe they're just like fighting, and I was like, they're not a couple. And he's telling me like, you know, how do you know? And so I'm trying to explain to him how I can tell that they're not a couple. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, why doesn't she just tell him to stop it? And I was like, because this is how as women we're told to tell men to go away that hit on us, like in a bar, for example, right? Man comes up to you, hits on you in a bar. You're supposed to say what? Sorry, I have a boyfriend. Sorry, I'm married. Sorry, I'm gay. We're supposed to apologize to them and then give them an excuse as to why we're not available to them. Because we can't ever say, I'm not interested, because if you do, what happens? They yell at you. They, you know, can throw drinks at you. Like,
or they continue to follow
you. Yeah. They just keep pushing. Even when you give them a, I'm sorry, I'm married, they're still like, well, why is your husband letting you out here? Or I've literally even had so many where I'm like, sorry, I'm gay. Like, you don't even have the proper equipment. And they will literally say things like, well, I could change your mind. Like, why can we just not ever be like, I'm not interested? And then that's just a thing. Mm-hmm. But we can't. We're not even taught to just say no. We're taught to let them down nicely, politely tell them no. Because if you tell them no aggressively, then you're going to have to worry that they're going to like follow you home or chase you when you go to the bathroom or attack you when you get to your car. So we can't even just like aggressively say or even normally say, I don't want to. I'm not interested. Any of the things that men would be able to say, you know, if you go up to a man and you're like, hey, this is my number. And he's like, you're not really my type. You'd be like, all right. And you'd move on with your day. If a man were to come up to you and say, this is my number. And you were to say, I'm not interested. Yeah. You would literally, even if they didn't behave terribly, but they were just like,
and like just hurt their scoffed, ego.
You would literally be like, okay, like, should I leave? Are they going to follow me? Where are they going? Like, you would be aware of where they are now at in the building. You would be making sure you can plan a safe escape. What do we do when men ask us out? We don't ever let them just pick us up from our house anymore if it's someone we don't know. No, we're like, okay, where do you want to go? I'll meet you. You know, we try to either arrive early or arrive late and park farther away and park under a light and let our friends know where we're going. And we track each other's locations and we can't even go on a date without thinking like about all the situations where we could possibly die.
True.
And men, they just like get up, like take a shower, and then they just like go. They don't ever worry like, oh, you know,
what
like,
am I doing lately? What am I telling you now when you go on dates? I'm like, send me a picture of what you're wearing.
What does he look like? What are you wearing? Yeah. What's his name?
Make sure you leave your hair follicles behind. Like, it's crazy.
It's true, but it's real.
Like, where are you going? When are you meeting them? And I'm like, at this point, do you want me to just pull up? Remember you went on a date down the street? I'm like, should I just pull up so I can actually make sure you're okay?
Yeah. Well, and then we have like signs that you're okay, right? And I feel like that is something that a lot of women have. You know, we have signs with other women, which I'm not going to say out loud, but we do. We all have like these check-in signs of like, this means I'm okay. Or if I send you this, it means I'm not okay and I need help.
Yeah. Or I always tell you, I'm like, hey, and or like, prove it when you,
right.
When, yeah.
You do. And I have actually shown that to people like that I have dated when I am, you know, completely safe. And you'll like send me a message. Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. And then you're like, prove it. Send me something only you would know. And then I have to actually think of like, oh no, what is something that only her and I would know?
Yeah.
And then be like, okay, this. And then I literally just sit there and laugh about it to myself.
Well, because it's very vague sometimes when you're just, when I ask you like, hey, are you good? Are you home? Or, you know, are you okay? And you're just like, yeah, I'm good. And I know it's because you're very present when you're with people. You're the same way with me as when you're actually out with someone, you don't have your phone on you or anything. So you do quickly respond, or if you're at home and they're with you. But I do want to make sure you're okay, because you never know these days. Especially with women. You never know. And you just want to protect your women friends. I want to protect any female that I can. That was pretty good.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, hopefully we've... I wouldn't say necessarily taught anyone anything, because it's mostly women that listen to us and they already know these things. Yeah. But, you know, we're aware too.
Yeah, we are aware. And I hope that you guys stay safe. Make sure you let your people, your other female friends know where you're going, who you're with, what you're wearing. Always leave hair behind just in case.
You know, as women, I feel like our hair is always left behind. That's true.
You're just like, it's all over my bathroom
floor. And every time she's like, leave a hair follicle, I'm like, just enter my house. My hair is literally everywhere. It's everywhere.
Luckily, your hair is a rainbow color, so I'd be like,
you can see it. Yeah. Like, oh, that one's blue. That's got to be you.
Anyways, thank you for joining us for this week's episode. keep being a strong female presence and supporting other females, because we only have each other and we can rely on each other all the time.
And if you ever need somebody to have your back, we're here.
True. Share your location with us. Send us what you're wearing if you go on a date. Let us know if you need us to track you and keep tabs, because we're here.
Yeah, always.
Anyways, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you guys next week with a new episode. Bye.